100 word stories.
I'm just adjusting the microphone here. That goes there. And okay, I think we're ready. It's the 100 word stories weekly challenge, number 9 something something. Hi, I'm Lawrence Simon, your host. Yeah, I've had the week off, and I still didn't record the stories for the week. So, yeah, maybe I'll get to 1,000 weekly challenges, maybe I'll get to 20 years, and maybe I won't. We'll see. All the talk of this and that, and I don't know. Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic, and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week was arrested? I don't know. Let's look it up. Maybe I should actually... Yeah, arrested. So let's go ahead and listen to the stories for the week. I'm actually feeling pretty good. Got to go to the doctor this week. I put it off for 2 months because I thought I was feeling well, and then I had the left side pain, and then I moved some chairs around and feeling a little better. Moved them back and trying to be a little more careful about how I sit or lay down. Just getting old. Whatever. So let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll be back with you on the flip side.
Good morning, it's Richard, and this is my story. It's called Innocent. It was all a bit of a shock. I was minding my own business, watching TV with a nice hot cup of tea, when they kicked the door in. Next thing I know, I'm in handcuffs, being bundled into the back of a police van, with the neighbours all looking on with interest. Arrested. And I had no idea why. Of course, I protested my innocence, but they wouldn't have it. Not until the superintendent turned up to inform them they were supposed to raid the house at number 1, the avenue. I'm number 10. But the 0 fell off. That's it. Until next time. Goodbye.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called A New Lead. Come, look through the window. The curtains are pulled. They won't see you. Just peep through the gap. A portable TV, black and white. The picture is fuzzy and keeps rolling. Police in Wiltshire have today arrested a man in connection with the disappearance of Katie Creasy. It's so loud, we hear it from outside. A school photo appears on the screen. Come forward. Can you see? Katie's there, at a table. She's sobbing silently, and a man leans forward to wipe away her tears and laughs. He laughs loud enough to drown out the sound of the TV. Thank you for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called, Kid, Have You Rehabilitated Yourself? My first year in high school was in 1969. Lots of stuff was fraying at the edge of society. Into this mix came the album Alice's Restaurant. Central theme of the whole side of the record was wound about our hero getting arrested for dumping garbage. In terms of the narrative arc, this landing point was theater of the absurd. It didn't stop there. By the end of the song, the question lay at, are you moral enough to kill mothers and babies after littering? 5 years later, the war was no less absurd. And arrest was still a question. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Norval Joe Carroll of philipcarroll.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word story weekly challenge, I believe, number 971, with a prompt of arrested. Let's see if I can say this in the correct order. Anyway, happy December. Here's my story. Mother, I want to see Daddy, Linoleum Amanda begged. Her mother blinked back tears. I'm sorry, sweetheart. These are their rules. I'm sure he's in good hands, and I'll have him call you as soon as he wakes up. Bilbert tipped his head toward the exit. Come on, Mandy. I know the ICU staff from personal experience. If you step on the wrong nurse's toes, they might try to have you arrested. It's late. Let's walk to my house, and I can ask my mom to make us something to eat. Her chin quivering, Linoleum Amanda hugged her mother before following Bilbert. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I don't really like to think of it as ending a life. Oh, I know that's exactly what it is, whether you call it murder, assassination, or plain and simple killing. But personally, I don't think those words adequately express the fullness of what I do. Snuffing out a life in its prime is more than just a simple ending. It's denying someone of their future and their potential. Those things they might have done and achieved will now never happen. The difference they could have made to the world is forever lost. So, I prefer the term arrested development.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. He was arrested for playing awful music on the freaking harp. What's that? Crappy music? No, that word. Harp? Yes. It's that musical instrument. Ah, what happened to the harp? What do you mean? He was arrested. And the harp? How do I know what happened to the harp? Was it a big harp or a small harp? It was an I don't care harp. Testy. Just asking. I'll have to bond him out. Why? Oh, my God, have you been paying attention to anything at all? The gold is in the harp. Now I'm confused. How can that be an I don't care harp then? Okay, bye. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Rico wasn't the only dealer in school, but he had the best stuff at great prices. And he didn't stab anyone, unlike Julio and Manuel. We all knew his story about coming from LA was bullshit, so it wasn't a surprise when he disappeared from school along with a dozen kids. Jesse saw cops at Rico's house and others, and none of them came back that year or the next. Which was great for me because I filled the void. I had enough for state, but as long as the borders closed, Yale and Princeton are in my budget now.
And there, let me see if the microphone is right. And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of Arrested. We're coming to the end of the year. Maybe I should set up one of those as a Christmas show. Like December 22nd, looks like the topic is 1,000, so I may change that. Or I may say 1,000 or Christmas. I don't know, your call. It's not like you have to really stick to the topic. The word police aren't going to come after you. So, yeah. That's it for this week. Thank you for hanging in there. As always... Oh, should I say the next topic? Okay, Mr. Wright. It doesn't matter how you spell it. You can do whatever. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And as always... Keep it brief.